Okay. I finally remembered. It's time to get to the bottom of... car functionality. I brought a DVD. And now I'm going to stick it into this car and see if this car does have a DVD player or not. Reading disc. Chapter title. Okay. FBI warning. Okay. I just grabbed kind of the first thing that looked like somewhat appealing. It was on top of a stack. So... weird. It's 4x3 and it draws in like a weird letterbox to put like UI controls on the screen. So let's go hit play movie. In the not too distant future, next Sunday, it's stretching it to 16:9. Okay. All right, that's cool. I don't know. I just wonder if it'll keep playing when I shift into gear. It keeps like my cursor drawn on the screen at all times too, which is really stupid. There it goes. All right, so.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Satellite of Love. I'm Joel Robson.
Let's shift into gear.
Tom Servo, Crow T Robot.
Hello.
Evening.
Hey, come on up here, you guys. I want to show you this toothpick.
It's now showing my backup camera. Last
3 years. Working 3 years on that?
Well, yeah, on nights and weekends.
Not very good. What is it?
It's a scale reproduction model of Monticello rendered in toothpick. I got the idea off the nickel. See?
It's beautiful. Where'd you get all the toothpicks?
What, are you kidding? We're on a spaceship. This place is crawling with toothpicks.
Yeah, well, it really is cool, Joel. Of course, you know we'll have to break it.
Okay.
It's nothing personal, you understand. It's just a thing we have to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Sure, go ahead. That's why I made it. Smash away.
No, Joel, really? You're ruining it for me.
Yeah, I feel better.
Options.
5 seconds.
Sure seems like a waste it being all toothpicky and fragile and all.
Commercial sign now.
I'm just going to leave it here. Unattended.
Parental lock. No.
To dry. Now, we'll be right back.
Yeah, it's just a blue screen. It won't play the video while the car is in gear. Man, that sucks. Like, who the fuck is sitting in their car in park watching a movie? Who's like, oh, yeah, this is...
Oh, Milovitz and Associates are calling.
Okay, and this? Oh, let me see. Oh,
That's my old head. Should have filed that under Frank's first head. Right. Oh, hi, Joel. Look, we're way too busy to even do an invention this week. We're being audited. You go right ahead, though.
It's a Doc Tari stool.
Thanks, sir. Doc Tari stool? Whatever. Anyway, Joel, it's a madhouse down here. We're being audited by the Fraternal Order of Mad Science. You know, one of those "are you really mad enough" sort of things.
Frank? Free Jarvik 7.
Put them in the junk drawer. Jeez, didn't the temp agency test you on any of this stuff?
Well, a little off my game. I'm not normally required to wear leg iron like this. Say, what is the deal with this guy and those cute robots?
Listen, Mr. $4.25 an hour. You stick with the boxes and I'll handle the experiment. Is that all right with you?
Frank, can I see you a minute?
Sure thing, Dr. F.
Say, Steve, this temp stuff is working out great, don't you think?
Well, I'm so glad your little friend is working out so nicely, Frank.
Now, what about sending Joel the movie, a boob?
Oh, the movie.
Oh, for the love of... Oh, Frank, look.
Remember? The double butt grab.
My science project from Evil Oaks.
I grabbed at the butt of a dog under the butt of a cat. Sure, they all laugh.
Dr. F. Movie.
Oh, right. Here it is. Mitchell, starring Joe Don Baker.
You guys watch Joe Don Baker movies?
Oh, look, just get back to work, temp boy.
Well, here it comes, Joel.
Mitchell.
It's a super secret spy... has a motorcycle, marooned in space, meets Hercules, or not. Watch it and weep, Joel, Prawn Mall. Send him the movie, Frank.
Let him drink the movie. I like the way you
do
it.
Well, as much as I probably could just listen to Mitchell, that doesn't seem like a great idea.
Hey, look, a sex film.
Mittens? Yeah, can you call Mittens?
Joe Don Baker is Mittens. He's a cop.
Mittens? Oh, wait, it's Mitchell.
Oh, the Martha Mitchell story.
Joe Don Baker is Martha Mitchell.
Yes. It's Bigfoot.
Who's the puffy guy who's a Dick Lurie sex machine?
Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell is one fast.
Shut your mouth.
Just talk about Mitchell.
Looks like Grendel.
Yeah, I mean, they make stuff that you can put, I guess, you know, like, you know, tiny little computer boxes you can put in line with your setup, and basically gives you a switch to fool the car into thinking you're not moving, so you can watch movies and drive and all that other stuff. But I guess you lose GPS when you do that, but that's probably okay. I don't know. Maybe I should get one.
It's like a middle-aged Chucky. He looks like the wrathful Buddha. He looks like the moon in A Trip to the Moon.
Man, I can't get my arms down.
Now he looks like a smallmouth bass.
Now he looks like he's in a wind tunnel.
Maybe he's doing Tai Chi or
something. Mitchell's on the corner.
Mitchell!
I should get a hold of a copy of The Unaltered Mitchell. Watch that.
Watch out for snakes.
We've hit the Mitchell somewhere in this picture.
Mitchell, will you stand up, please?
The lunatic is on the grass.
Johnny Dash breaks into a suburban home.
Mitchell!
Hey, it's one of the kids from Fame.
Which one?
Any of them. Johnny Mathis.
It's not for me to say.
The Green Hornet.
This little thing, she can't be more than 16. Every tells me everything. I mean all the real hot and juicy details. I can't even keep my fingers still.
Must be a faculty meeting.
I'm thinking.
It's open.
Looks like he's breaking out of his house.
Al Noga?
School junkyard.
Oh, yeah, close it and lock it. You don't want anyone coming in. Dr. Detroit.
With songs by Devo, Cutting Crew, and Haircut 100.
I say to myself, it's wonderful.
A picture of Mo Connolly? Oh. No, not the limited edition Star Trek collector, please. Hey, Lucas McCain lives here.
They're on a collision course to wackiness.
All right, last call. Drink them up. Yep.
Let's not talk.
Hey, oh, a gold star.
Put it on, please.
Should I tell her?
Ladies, you know where everything is? I want you to exercise the bottomless resources of your imagination.
Can I have a lamp?
Surprise. The way you always do. Come on, now, let's get some juice.
Fresh panties all around.
Might be able to kiss her tonight, you know.
The hell does he think I am, an acrobat?
And she's an acrobat, Ted.
Santa? Wait a minute, I think maybe the Snoop sisters are in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a series before Stuart Margulies.
Oh, and of course my iPod is locked up. Great. Well, see who's on the radio.
I picked up my phone to perpetrate like I was talking. Should've seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? And then, come on, take her eye with the hell of my eye. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be some strange looking sick. I said, come on, just. My name is the Prince. Besides, we're the Lucas. We have a bush like this. She appealed to you on our way. She was looking very good. Whoever shot this man didn't do it accidentally.
What is this? I mean, you can't frame me for this. I mean, there'll be an investigation. You know that.
Be curious about this man. Nobody's gonna miss him. But you bring this body back, they put it on me. They can put it on you.
Yeah, that's a clip from Beyond the Reach. In theaters this Friday, starring the one and only Michael Douglas. And this guy right here who's sitting next to me in about a year's time, man, it'd be so hard to sit next to this guy, man. You got to pay.
Yeah.
Just stand in line to see him. Jeremy Irvine is here.
Thank you. That's amazing.
What?
Confused the two. But yeah, he's going to do time for that. But I wanted to explain the use of force, like how a person acts is how an officer is going to react. If the person brings it up to a certain level, the officer is going to have to come up to that level. But if someone's running and they don't pose a threat to the public, you can't shoot the guy in the back. You can't. You got to chase them down, put your running shoes on.
And see, that's the thing. That's not happening. I'm not saying that running from police is right. No, it's wrong. But these cops are just shooting. It's open season.
Yeah, and it's wrong. You're right. It's lack of training. And you were right when you said the guys were marked after. It probably was the worst. If he shot, right. Oh, shit, my bad. Like,
and tried to revive.
And then he did first aid. You know what I mean? Called paramedics. But he was like, every breath, that's this.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That was clearly racism. To the max, and I hate it to be like that. I wish it was.
Of course we hate it to be like that, but listen, if we continue to ignore it and act like it doesn't exist because we hate it to be like that, it's not going to go away.
Exactly. I agree. And I think the media has a lot to play with it. You know, I wish that they would promote more, like, officers doing good. There's a lot of officers out there in the community, black and white community, helping out the youth, and it's not, you just see the bad on the news, and I wish the cops would get such a bad rap, and there's a lot of good cops out there, there really is. There's some bad ones too, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it's a rough time.
Yeah.
You know, people don't really understand everything that runs through a cop's mind. He has a split second decision to pull that trigger.
Right.
It's a kill or no kill.
But you know what, though? It's a rough time, but all of this is good. Good is going to come out of this. We may not see it now, but good will come out of this, and we have to go through this in order for us to weed out the bad cops and in order for things to change.
Well, it's bringing accountability to law enforcement.
Absolutely.
Body cameras. Now people want to know, well, okay, what's this cop doing?
Yeah.
Is he trained? And that's good.
Yeah.
We want accountability.
Yeah, yeah.
And have people getting gunned down.
Yeah.
So you're right. It will come from this.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for taking it. I appreciate it.
877-60-HIP-HOP. You can also check in online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Renata Romaina for more on this story and other news that made national headlines. You can check out Urban View, it's Hip Hop Nation, Sirius XM 44, about 20 minutes to the hour.
About it. I hope it's not a cold day.
All over again. Also, anytime, anywhere.
No, that's
on the
okay.
SiriusXM app. So be a doer and go get it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I love how all girls are moving.
Today, we celebrate our 90s on 9 on Sirius XM.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Ah, God! Style's not a good song.
To the 09.
Style's a bad song.
2K. Pop music from the first decade of the millennium.
On Sirius XM.
Wave, home of Classic Alternative on Sirius XM. Shriekback have a new album out. It's called Without Real String or Fish. Kind of sounds a bit Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy-esque, don't you think? Right now, here's classic Shriekback from their 1985 album Oil and Gold, Nemesis.
Thank you.
store. Y'all gonna give them all your busy money. On the 13th. Radio play, Real don't play on the 13th. Hear. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be.
Money's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be
thank you. case you were wondering, yeah, there is a new edition of Blog Radio. Exactly. It's coming up right at...
Fuck you. An overblown piece of shit. And the more I think about it, I spent some time over the weekend thinking about Guns N' Roses. There are 1.5 good Guns N' Roses albums. And then a handful of singles that came after that that are alright. But it's pretty much just the first album's good. I thought that EP was pretty good. And then, fuck Use Your Illusion. Like most double albums, it doesn't need to be a double album. And a lot of the stuff on there is not good. Whereas EMF, everything they've put out that I've heard has been fantastic. I'm pretty sure I've never heard a bad EMF song.
Unbelievable. unbelievable.
Jonas is one of the Jonas Brothers, right? Did they split up completely, or is this just like... What are the other Jonas Brothers doing? Jackin' Da Bass, and you are called the Bass Jackers. What are the Bass Jackers doing? Well, I mean, clearly they're, I mean, just by the name, I mean, they're jacking. Jack Da Bass. Also, not that much bass in this. I mean, in the grand scheme of bass, give me a, like an MCADE's album, or of course DJ Magic Mike. Of course DJ Magic Mike. Of course. Give me that one album, Computer Bass. Today is called off. I have to go home and listen to bass CDs.
Ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay.
My white line goes a long way.
Kinda low. I need someone on one.
strike. A multi-million dollars, almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it. Free.
Set that as my text message noise. Free bass!
You really turn me on and on. My temperature is rising. No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out of bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
Rah!
Gay! Sugar! Gay! Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it! Free! Rah!
Hip-hop.
Something original.
And your source for the Ed Lover Show.
Come on, son.
On Sirius XM.
The importance of it, yeah, yeah, we back to work. I took time off. All the rappers got jerked. To the fact they whacking their track, have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yeah, I'm the hip hopper, but the soul shopper. Now with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mack and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chanel. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mop and Glow. That's what it was. Back the second time, but on a different assignment to do a sucker with Jack. We need to rap in alignment, cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Shirley's on my dock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, Kate microphone record. Sit on my callers, say your mic check. Until the ladies and all party going. Some call me Pete, then other slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? Putting heads to bed, straight out the box and seeds. I jump on our shoes and socks, I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, cut the sucker in my way. And I'm slaying, taking those shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 89. Because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline. Watch the sunshine, take a stroll. Listen to
I think I like, I think I like Parrish more than Eric. I think, you know, it's like, slack.
While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack.
When it comes to rhyming.
All my style is death and the deli ass crap. While I'm slaying, music's playing, the suckers of the lane. Battle in the trenches with a funky
yeah.
With a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have related, but you could call us cousins. Cause as we climb the chart, better known as statistics. Brothers on my job while I'm kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm housing, you got the chill and more. The Cooper's in the pudding, you check the billboard. Keep around town talking this and that. I how we sound like the R, and our music was whack. Drop the album strictly business and you thought we were bold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you say?
What you say? 30 days later, the LP went gold.
So what you say? Now, party people, it's time for the exquisite. No knock, knock, who's that hoe there? Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy wonder. No foul, no bleach, no blues, and no blunders. So hot, so you can say I'm blazing. Luther Vandross says, yo, I am so and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. You'll need the E double, come here, P and B like the funky plus. I fight fire with fire, that's why most were tied. And when we needed a piss boy, you was high because you was memorized. But a style that we was bringing into all our battle, he comes out swinging. Cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resigned. Sit in my lazy old chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime. I'll crack a 40 and then I go for mine. So what you say?
Flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality. Man, you've been
doing all of this dope producing, man. You have not had a chance to show them what time it is.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities.
I like Express Yourself, but boy, I've heard that song a lot over the years, you know. And when I listen to it, I like to listen to the remix. Louder bass, like half a verse from Ren, half a verse from Ice Cube in there. Just it's a fun little mix 'em up.
Excellent.
John, 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 John. Yeah, it's fucking hard.
Lithium. Commercial free 90s alternative and grunge. Grunge. Now moving. Still has its hazards on though, just for the fuck of it. Why not? Yeah. Okay, that's yeah. Trapped. That's not how you spell trapped. Not how you spell Hootie or the Blowfish. Thoroughly
was
jacked.
A BPM breaker. Feedback welcome on Twitter at SXM Electro or Facebook.com/SXM Electro.
You got me so wild. How can I ever deny?
Nero and Skrillex. Well, shit. Like, if someone took all the dubstep and really just, like, got rid of all the parts with just, like, some random nameless woman singing and just got right down to business. Just 3 minutes of wah, 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 like, that'd be...
Oh,
I feel like I should really learn how to, like, now that it's, like, on its way out, I should really learn how to make songs like this. Like, I messed around with a couple of things at one point, kind of was able to get it to happen, but... Because you know what? I bet it's really fun to fucking just crank this shit out on some level. I'm sure, you know, eventually you probably get tired of it because it's not... Like, there's kind of a formula, but... I bet deciding things like, no, this is the part where it needs to go, like, double down. Like, I bet doing that is actually super fucking fun. I just know if I was editing like Counter-Strike videos or whatever the fuck, anime now, I would set it all to shit like this, not Linkin Park or whatever that everyone used to set it to. It's got a, you know, because it has like pretty harsh transitions that you can use, like, for timing cuts in a video, right?
Danny Valentino, some final details on the upcoming Nero album, Between Two Worlds, coming out August 28th. Been a while. Skies, vivid dreams.
Wow, 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 you know? Put it on there, man. Earth, wind, fire, and dub, man. Fucking. Let's do it. I gotta go. I'm at work. Hey, we're gonna have a live stream today. Like 2 p.m. Play a couple of games. So, you know, check that out. I'll see you later.